Today being a life day, I kind of want to talk about how I use different cryptos to adjust to my life, because I mean, there's millions of ways, it seems like, to actually get all the different kinds of crypto and altcoins and things, and sometimes going just from getting it to using it is a huge piece of the battle, and I think that's the one we're going to tackle today. So today's backlog shouldn't be anything real big, and basically there's tons of websites, tons of places. I mean, even I have websites that's been online since 2017 where you can, it just directs you into places you can go to collect and earn free cryptocurrency from going to faucets, playing games, and even doing things like using certain social sites or uploading your videos to, File Army or something like that to get paid in crypto. And a lot of these ways to get free crypto or obscure crypto, like whether it's from one of the ways I said or through an airdrop or a staking reward, how do you use it is probably the next biggest question. And especially like when I received my first 1,000,000 Note blockchain tokens, it's like, okay, now what? And that's what we're going to tackle. That's what we're going to be talking about. So when you hear me saying some weird name of a token, it doesn't really matter, because it's just going to, you're just going to plug in the name of your token in place and see if it's possible, because there's a few or five different ways we can handle this regardless of the token based on the situation of the availability of that token. Okay, so when you're getting these obscure tokens, how you receive them means less to this point in the process than before. I mean, like, how you receive them is more on your cost effectiveness, your time effectiveness, and that all differs in different ways for different reasons. So without even getting into that, one thing you're always going to have to keep in mind is your cost value average. Because, I mean, not everybody actually gets tokens for cash or for another crypto or Bitcoin. Sometimes it's just a matter of your time. How much time and effort did it take to earn that altcoin? And so you might want to find out, like, what your average per hour rate of this altcoin is, or average per click or average per post of this altcoin is, depending on how you receive it. And so once you find out what your average a value of that token is, then you can actually start to decide, okay, when and how you're gaining or losing on that token. Because we don't always have to sell these tokens for cash or Bitcoin to get our value out of them. We can use them in giveaways to gain more clout or followers or attention online. We might be able to use these tokens as, like, for example, NFTs can be embedded in your website now, so you might want to use tokens to display things you've done or events you've been to, kind of like how collecting coins in real life, the physical coins, you have different things on them. We have different features about each one of these coins. There are people that can sit there and say, I mine Monero, and never have to worry about telling people how much Monero they own or mine or anything like that, because Monero is a privacy coin. Heck, they might even be able to put up in a Monero address and not really have to worry as much about if they're getting found or whatever, because they don't go through exchanges. And so that's a matter of privacy oriented. And so obviously, if you want to keep yourself private, you're going to stay away from exchanges, and you're going to either do exchanging on your own, which is like an OTC, over-the-counter, or you're going to find, in general, a different way to exchange these tokens. So one of the things I want to get into is there's a lot of tokens built on top of other platforms like Engine, Steam, Ethereum, Tron, EOS, Komodo, and so having these other ones built on top of one. If you have a coin that's actually an ELC20 or TRX20, if it's actually a Komodo build, if it's actually something that isn't its own hardline crypto, so it's technically a token, a lot of times you can actually burn those tokens, or even merge those tokens. So you might be able to take one token and burn it for another, or you might be able to take one token and merge it into another to make a better version of that token. And so finding ways to increase the value of the token without directly going to an exchange is your first tackle. There are places like Telegram where you can actually use bots to trade various altcoins and tokens, even going as far as being able to trade Tron and Tron 20 tokens right there all in Telegram using seeded bots and other things like that. You can actually get then these Tron 20s, and without having to go through an exchange, you can get them automatically turned into Tron and sent to places like Atomic Wallet. And Atomic Wallet will accept them as Tron, and you get, everything as if it's really Tron. And that is the first step right there. We're not going through any exchanges, but everything's done on the back end. Everything's done without us having to worry about anything. We're not having to KYC ourselves, no AML, and we're able to get all this stuff done. Could you have sent those Tron 20 somewhere else and actually sold them? Yeah, you can actually sell them on Telegram. There's lots of places on Telegram where it's just automated selling. We say, I want to trade this for that. And people are just swing trading altcoin for altcoin based on the value of that altcoin that's today or the day of the sell. But you can also do things like use an altcoin you have, maybe you have some Buzz tokens, to do, like I said earlier, like a giveaway or something, right? But there's another form of giveaway a lot of people forget about, and you can actually take these tokens or whatever, put them into an empty wallet, make an account that's a blank account, just so you can give away the account details in an NFT or in something else that's a one-time distributed something. Or maybe you're gonna do it as like, okay, if you follow me here and follow me on Buzz, I'll pay you X number Buzz tokens for following me in both places. And now you can get people who follow you in one place to follow you in more places. Or say you're talking about this on Buzz, then you could actually get people from that one platform to go and move over to another platform just to find you. So again, that's the clout value, but still imagine what it would be like if you're doing pretty good on Rebuzz and you're not doing so great on Hive, and you start telling people that, hey, if you go and join Hive or participate on Hive, I'll pay you in Rebuzz. I mean, people like Rebuzz, I mean, they're obviously gonna be okay with it. Some people won't, and next thing you know, you actually have some new interactions on your Hive that's from your Rebuzz that, maybe you didn't even have to pay them in the Rebuzz because they just needed to learn about it. And when I say that means that anonymous people, not everyone who participates in something that you offer, is going to come to you and say, hey, I did this, let me receive my reward. And so even thinking of those types of situations, I mean, the clout and marketing value of altcoins are much higher than a lot of times the actual value of that altcoin. When Note blockchain became a thing and I got a bunch of Note, there was nothing to really do with it. So I did some giveaways, and I did get some people to start using the coins, and I did go and try to sell stuff, and try to accept it as currency, try to or buy stuff and accept it, sell stuff as currency, try to buy stuff and use it as currency. And there's actually more places now that accept Note blockchain currency. They have a Note blockchain account, they have a wallet, so they're able to accept that. And in turn, over time, more other people did similar, even to exchanges, and got exchanges to pick it up. So now there's even exchanges where you can exchange Note blockchain. And everything that we do with these altcoins kind of help decide that altcoin. Now, marketing is obviously, like we said, it is first. It's always first. It's normally the number one way to use something, even if you purchase something on a regular basis. Okay, I bought a TV today. I mean, marketing it, showing people you have it and stuff, showing people you purchased it or whatever, is a marketing trick. It's a marketing technique to get attention and value. Maybe you're trying to get attention from the company that you bought it from. Maybe you're trying to get attention from your friends. Regardless of who, what, when, where, that is what it is. Now, everything after this is going to be, I guess, less practical and but more real for people who are trying to earn value and money and their sustain their life off of crypto. Because I'm not thinking to go into it. If your altcoin has an exchange, you can always exchange, right? Okay. Well, what if you don't want to go into exchanges? No KYC, no AML, all these different reasons, or whatever, or you just don't want to give your currency onto that exchange because they might use it. Okay, understood. So what you can do, like we said a little bit earlier, is you can actually host individual cells. You can say, look, I have 1,000 Tron tokens. I'm going to privately sell them at whatever. And depending on how you receive that, if you mined Monero, you can sell that Monero at a premium if that Monero was before the latest fork or before the latest whatever. Because about every 6 months, Monero updates their system, they fork, and they make their system ASIC resistant. And so having Monero that was like mined before May 2019 is probably worth more in some people's eyes than Monero mined after May of 2019. There was a huge fork in the, like, it was a con, it was, you know, their 6 month thing, and but the fork was so big, like the difference between difficulty, mining ability, all these different little things, before and after the May 19, 2019 fork, that coins that were mined before, some of them could have actually been mined on smaller ASIC machines, supercomputers, things like that. And now, after that, that became extremely difficult and almost impossible for most smaller supercomputers. So it then became like, okay, here we go. Coins made before that could have been made with ASIC, and coins made after that couldn't have been made with ASIC. So we see this huge difference in the coins. And so people's perspective on the coins, you can go into areas where they're real big on Monero, and you can say, look, I got this many coins, I can prove they were mined before this date. And you might be able to get a premium. At the same time, there are going to be people looking at the other coins, coins mined after that date, as a better coin because, well, ASIC couldn't have mined it, so it's worth more. And not going off of the common trade value can be dangerous, but can earn you more. So a lot of times, saying that you're putting on a surcharge or a service charge is very dangerous. I often tell people when I sell crypto on the side that I charge 15%. So it's whatever the common trade value is, which is like the top three places that I get trade values from, and we find the average between them. So we add them together, and we divide it by three, get the average, and then I add 15%. If someone's being a complete and total pain on my side, I will go, well, you know what? I can't accept 15% on the trade value. I need to accept 15% on the highest value. So then you just look for anyone who puts that coin at the highest point percentage, and you say, okay, that's what we're selling at. And because you're not going through an exchange, because you're doing it on your own, you do have risk of being hit with securities, especially if you are selling a security or if your state recognizes cryptocurrency as a real currency, or your country accepts it as a real currency. You might need some kind of money handling insurance or something, or a certificate. You might need to get a securities thing where you're allowed to sell securities and whatnot, because that is probably the more dangerous side of the whole thing on crypto. Because using it to give away for other things is one thing, but using it to sell for cash is a completely different thing. Now, let's say you got, again, Rebuzz, and you're trying to sell Rebuzz for Steemit. That, not so much as the securities imply, because you're not getting cash or fiat in any form. And a lot of places won't care because it's not Bitcoin, it's not Ethereum, it's not Litecoin, it's not cash. Those are your main topics right there. So, finding any way to reuse an old altcoin can also help you. For example, I have altcoins that were commonly mined back in 2013, 14, even like no, I don't have any more of the note coins, but There was at one time a crypto called Notecoin, NTC, and it eventually turned into Namecoin, NMC. And regardless of the point of view of Namecoin, it took me a long time to get rid of all my Namecoin because I wasn't just directly selling that value, especially after the value went down to zero. Eventually, I had to start putting them into works of art to say, well, there is a hidden crypto inside. And I used the Namecoin or the crypto, the altcoins logo somewhere in the image to tell people which coin is offered. And then they have to figure out the encryption or the matter of hiding the private key information in that image. And Stenograph definitely makes a huge difference here, but that's just another example of how reusing or recycling old coins can still be done, because I can still move and trade and use these older altcoins. Then why not use them in another fashion, another form, putting them into NFTs and selling them as NFT? That is like a unique situation. It's kind of like the same thing as the image, but instead of highlighting my picture or my art, we're highlighting the actual age of that crypto that pretty much no longer exists as a token. It's just like when people are trying to pick up Susan B. Anthony coins and something like that. So, because we have these digital assets, it's really our imagination that stops us from using them. And if you're really looking at sustaining yourself, taking an altcoin that costs next to nothing or nothing and turning it into a work of art all on its own is probably your easiest, fastest, and safest way to profit off that altcoin. Yes, our imagination truly is our limitation in this case, because a cryptocurrency is more than just a transfer of value or moving of money. It's its own unique asset. It's its own unique digital object. And finding ways to manipulate that object to your advantage is the secret here. And what your advantage might be to what my advantage might be could be two completely different things. Where I can actually take these assets and resell them as new objects, you might be able to take an asset name and build a music around it, or build a story around it, or build something else around it that I couldn't do. And our imagination is our limitation. And just like that, this today's outro is sponsored by the Private Paper and Private Paper Generator. If you're on Anchor, just click your screen right now, and it'll take you directly to the Private Paper Generator, where you can securely and offline, online, store your thoughts or text or whatever you feel you need to without servers. And this includes from newspapers, articles, memos, journals, diaries, almost anything you can think of, even if it was a to-do list or a chore list or even a purchase list at the store, like a groceries list or something. Why not do it securely offline, but on your browser? Click on the screen or go to 3dd.in/ppgen to try the Private Paper Generator today.